Coming up next is Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC-LP Cincinnati, 95.7 FM. Now broadcasting from the Crosley Telecommunications Center and Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios.
Speaking for the legalization of marijuana.
WVQC-LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WVQC does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WVQC, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening to WVQC 95.7 and Hemp Rock Radio.
Do you wanna marijuana? Do you wanna marijuana with me?
Hi, Hemp Rockers. Welcome to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and joint host, Mima Gobb. Featuring the Hemp Rock Cafe and Pottsbury Bakery on WVQC-LP Cincinnati, 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
WVQC-7 is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is online at HempRock.com. The Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and Burn Man's 420 here on WVQC-LP 95.7 FM. Low power to the people.
And I've been down. Picked me up and threw me away. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been and I've been. I had my feet swept off the ground. That just had me and yeah, yeah. Look, open your eyes, because America ain't never told me nothing. They put a tax on your property, put a tax on your throne, they put a tax on your funeral after your is gone. How can one man change the way that they act? We unite over the government and take that shit back. Spending billions of dollars over drugs, and in America ain't nothing but poverty. And can't you see that we're the ones living the life of the host? American peoples are the ones suffering the most, and the government's the parasite. I thought you said it's the land of the freedom of the speech and the nightlife. Getting a kite, but we ain't even got the right to choose the medicine we feel. Tell me it's for real, tell me what's the deal. I had the right to buy the steel, but the deal is I'm locked up like an animal in the cage, feeling all my rage ready to boil to the top. She has the right to end my life, and she ain't even a cop. If I fuck up, then my music comes to a stop, and I'm left to do the dirty work to survive, cause I can't even manage working a 9 to 5. But you know that I strive to land an opportunity. Hopefully it's set up right soon to be, or at least that's what they say, cause I feel like they just picked me up and threw me away. Wait, wait.
And I've been down. Feet swept off the ground. Picked me up and threw me away. Away.
Know we got the power, right? So ask many, many questions. The life we live is a conspiracy theory. Do you hear me? They tell us what they want us to believe. If we don't listen, they throw us in a 9x3. It's kinda eerie the way it's all kept so secret. Closed off closet, they take your life and pause it. Witness protection, what do you think that is? Ways to hide you from the world. They just pick you up and throw you away. Get ready for the agenda of the next day, which is population control. Playing the role of a saint. Know the reality and you will probably faint. Then it's just too late. So open your eyes, realize that the sky's the limit. It's America, we just the ones living in it. So rebel and tell the government, no, this is not my choice. Be American and spread your voice. Voice, 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 voice. Cause they ain't gonna stop me. They may have me on lockdown, but I still find ways to get around and beat the system. And that's the truth. Cause we spit it hot from booth to booth. And we say, stay politics. Cause we don't care. We gon' do what we want anyways. And stay hot.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. We envision new drug policies grounded in science, compassion, health, and human rights.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because it fosters debate on drug policy.
Because the war on drugs represents an extraordinary violation of human rights.
Because whether you use drugs or not, you deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and dignity.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I'm a scientist.
Because the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world.
We believe the war on drugs is really a war on people.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I want my children to receive honest drug education.
Because it's time to step out of our comfort zone and begin to tell the truth about drugs and our failed drug policies.
Because the war on drugs is a war on people of color.
The Drug Policy Alliance promotes harm reduction.
Because the drug problem is a health problem, not a criminal problem.
We promote new solutions to reduce the harms of both drug use and drug prohibition.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I believe in the right to sovereignty over one's own mind and body.
Because so many people are incarcerated.
I know. I spent 12 years in prison because of a first-time nonviolent drug offense.
Because I believe in personal freedom and personal choice.
Because the drug war
is not the war on drugs, it's
the war on people. I'm Tony Papa.
I'm George Soros.
I'm Sting, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I'm Larice Harvey.
I am Dr. Matilda Krim.
I'm Elizabeth Sarnoff.
I'm Montel Williams, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. Online at drugpolicy.org. Please join us.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queens City. Yeah. WVQC.org. Cincinnati's
95.7 FM.
All right, it is WVQC, LP, Low Power to the People, and it is Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Happy Hemptress. Sitting on the other side on mic number 3, of course, is Susan Mimagop. How you doing today, Susan?
Most excellent.
Awesome. That's a wonderful thing to hear. You know, sometimes you go, I don't know, not feeling too good.
For the 3-car pileup of 471. It was.
Oh, boy. And of course, my mic was tight. Now it's starting to get loose again. I guess I just have that knack. Anyway, it is the new Monday 4 o'clock edition of Hemp Rock Radio. Get ready. It's almost. Isn't that great? Every show now we go, 420 is coming any minute now. Get ready. Get ready. We got ready before.
Yes.
We did a pre thing, as they say. And of course, I will say who it is. I don't know. Maybe she has a. Did you get a pseudonym? She's not on the microphone, but did you get a fake name yet?
Mia Dox.
Mia Dox. Yeah.
me a dox. Me a dox too. You a dox. Me a dox. You a dox. Anyway, this is me a dox, of course. She probably won't be on the phone for now at some, microphone for now. But over the time, I may drag her onto the microphone. She is sitting in with us now for a while as a radio intern here, and is also part of the family now. She is the better half of Mr. Personalities. Of course, the best friend of Burn Man, our very own Burn Man that we did lose a few weeks ago. And we like to kick off and say we love him, miss him, and we honor him every show. So, with that, there are a lot of things that we're going to be doing, and we may have a guest. I didn't talk to him, haven't had a chance to speak to him, but I talked to him a few days ago, and he said he was coming down, so we hope that Tay from the Natty will be down here. He's a local hip-hop artist who's friends with Jay, NJ Weedman, let me say that. I was just talking to Jay, so I'm thinking Jay instead of NJ. And if you're out there listening, Jay All Day, we love you, Jay All Day. Now we follow Jay All Day with Cincinnati's Conscience, where hippie meets the hood. Instead of being before her, we follow her. It's great. I love it. And so if she's out there listening, we love her. And it's a different flip side, getting ready for the 420 here. Anyway, at the top. So we're doing kind of a Natty thing. Whether the Natty... The Tay from the Natty, rather, shows up or not. I know that he does have music on our Cincy Sounds here on the Mac. That's right. We call him Mac. Now, I'm not sure where his stuff is, and unfortunately, Maria is not here today to tell me. So I cannot go into the system and find it. So we hope he comes and he brings a CD with him to play some stuff. If not, I'll be getting it from him and playing it in the future. But so we're having, a Cincinnati sort of slant today. So I kicked it off with, of course, America with a K from Advil, one of the Open Mind production guys. And if you have been waiting patiently for me to upload some archives, including the one that Advil was on last month, maybe even a month and a half or more ago, I finally was able to do it. I've been having connection issues at home with my working computer for Hemp Rock, and managed to get some connection time in there to get some editing done over the weekend. So you can go to weedradionetwork.com and find a bunch of the last couple of months' shows up there, including the one from last Thursday with NJ Weedman on his way going back to Cali. So we'll keep you up on what's going on with him. He will be getting into a medical program to get some experimental treatment done on the tumor on his leg, and we hope that that does work as a complete success. So now, this Thursday, though, I'm not going to be here. I'll probably be on the road coming back. What a way to celebrate my birthday. But, you know, I'm couched in between with Roger tomorrow night and Roger next Sunday. Of course, I'm talking about Roger Waters from Pink Floyd, originally the bass player, is touring with The Wall with a lot of really great musicians that aren't Pink Floyd. But it's still a great show. I will be up in Detroit tomorrow night at the Joe Louis Center, and then I'll be at the Yum Yum, I say Yuck Yuck, but it's Yum Yum Center for the Louisville show next Sunday. And so Susan is going to be sitting in this Thursday and Monday playing the pilot here, rolling up the pot. And I do believe at least this Thursday, Beach from Hemptations will be sitting in with you. What's that? Jedi Hemp, right? Jedi Hemp. I always want to call him Jedi Knight. But he's like a knight, you know, in Shining Hemp. So it works either way. So I don't know what they're going to do, but I know that this week is hemp history. Oh, no, next week is hemp. I keep getting it confused. Is this week or next week hemp history week? I guess as the hemptress, I should know that.
I was thinking it was this week.
I think it is this week because I saved some stuff that you guys could really cover on Thursday. So I won't do too much except to say, yay, hemp. Hemp, hooray. And Jack Hare because it's his birthday month. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I want you folks, now that I'm speaking of Jack, his birthday's coming up. Today is the 4th, so in 14 days, 2 weeks from today, Jack Hare would have been 73. And I remember that because he's 20 years older than me, and I'm going to be 53. And one of the things that I love about Jack is our bloodline kinship. We had the same bloodline, and that is, of course, Romanian, Russian, and Lithuanian. And it was one of the things that I think that if you don't know that kind of bloodline and where that cultural edge of stuff comes from, even though you might know Jack, some of you listeners out there, you don't really know Jack, unless you know that part of his Jewishness. And so I'm going to recommend to you that I'm going to make some friends of mine in Detroit this week do, and that's watch Fiddler on the Roof. If you want to know about Jack Hare and his culture and where he is from in the DNA, watch Tevye, the father in Fiddler on the Roof, folks. That would have been Jack 100 years ago. And except the only difference is that he got pissed off in his next life and he did become an activist instead of just this guy that was wishing things would be better. And but that's it's just the attitude that Jack had. It's his demeanor. It was everything. And I grew up knowing that, and I love that part of Jack. A lot of people didn't understand that and different stuff and thought he was a gruff, rough guy. But he was from New York. You know, that's just the way it is. And but that's why. So if you want to know Jack, watch Fiddler on the Roof and see the character Tevye. That's my rant for Jack. But now, in a couple of weeks, we got some great shows. I'm hoping to get George Clayton Johnson on Jack's birthday, a couple Mondays from today, to talk about his friend, of course, George Clayton Johnson, writer of Twilight Zone and stuff. You can catch some of the shows that he did last year on Weed Radio Network, as well as on June 14th. Now, that would be a week from this Thursday when I come back. I'm going to have three very, very special guests. Julia Rose, who is the individual who is carrying on and pushing on the continuing legacy of Peter McWilliams, who died on June 14th in 2000. You can look up Peter's page in Facebook, as well as Dennis Perrone, author of Prop 215 out of California, and Harold Bloomberg, two very good friends of Peter's, and we're going to have, since we have two lines now, right, we can do this. We've been planning this for a while. We've been trying to figure out how we're going to get Julia Rose and Dennis on at the same time. And suddenly, like magic, we have two lines. So stay tuned for that. And then the second half will be with Julia Rose and Harold Bloomberg. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be a lot of fun on the 14th to celebrate and honor the life of Peter McWilliams, another one of the leaders that we have lost. Now, I know that Mia's over here playing intern. I'm going to pull up a story because it is almost the 420. Ow. And yes, I hit my knee. First of all, I want to tell everybody, I keep forgetting, 513-564-9600 is the phone line. If it does bounce to the second one, great. We can put two people on. So if two people want to get on and talk and chat and ask questions, please, by all means, even one would work. 513-564-9600. And let's see. I want to find the correct story. I'm looking for the one about the mother. Oh, well, we'll talk about that one here in a minute. You know, there's this story going around about the guy in Florida that enjoyed the face of another man. And I don't want to get off on that yet, because for the 420, I want to do one that just is probably even more disturbing than the guy eating the other guy's face, which is, you know, come on, folks, that's pretty disturbing. But this one, this is the one that pisses me off. I get, you know, they both do. And I think that's kind of what I want to do with the 420 a lot, Susan, is just make it my rant and then say, all right, we got to do something. I don't know. If somebody has ideas, we can call. That's something I still have to work out, to make the phone calls out from the studio. But this one just really disturbs me. And I'm going to tell you why here in a minute. Pot-smoking mother drives off with baby on car roof. This came out of Reuters, out of Phoenix. And I believe it was yesterday or the day before. Saturday, yep, 2 days ago. A marijuana-smoking woman was arrested on Saturday in Phoenix after she accidentally drove away with her 5-week-old son in a child safety seat on the roof of her vehicle, police said. The baby fell off the car in the middle of an intersection and was found unharmed and strapped into the seat, said Phoenix police. Now, this is what I want to tell you. You know, at the bottom of the story, there's most of the comments are, where can you get that car seat? What's the brand of the car seat? Now, they haven't said, so I don't know what the brand of the car seat is, but come on. 5-week-old baby falls off the roof of a car as she's turning the corner or whatever and hits the ground unharmed in a car seat, strapped in. Great car seat, folks. So that's one thing I can say. Now, you know, when I was a mother and my baby was little, we didn't have to do car seats. Remember the days?
Yeah, my kids didn't have to be in car seats either.
I used to carry my kid around without a car seat all the time. Now, here's the issue. I would not have put him on the top of the car because he was not in a car seat. Now, doesn't that kind of fix the baby falling off the roof in the car seat? No, I'm just, of course, joking.
I don't even put sodas up top anymore.
Right. People have lost briefcases, pops, definitely pops. That's the main thing. So the baby fell off the car in the middle of the intersection. The mother, Catalina Clouser, 19 years old, was booked into jail on child abuse and aggravated assault charges, he said. The cop said the infant was taken to a local hospital as a precaution and is in the custody of state Child Protective Services. It appears the suspect put the baby on the roof of the car and drove off, forgetting he was still on the roof, the police said. Police said Clouser and her boyfriend had been smoking marijuana in a park and left with the toddler to buy beer late on Friday night. Officers stopped the car, and the boyfriend was arrested for suspicion of driving under the influence while driving with the baby in a 2000 Ford Focus. That was earlier in the evening. Okay. Police learned that Clouser was so upset about the arrest that she drove to a friend's house and admittedly smoked one or two additional bowls of marijuana. She left at about midnight with the baby asleep in the car seat, placing the child on top of the vehicle. Clouser apparently did not realize that the baby was missing until she arrived home. The police said the witnesses, who were friends of the mother, advised officers that the child belonged to Clouser. The mother then arrived at the scene and made admissions to what had occurred. Now, you know, let's talk about this just for a minute, because I'm going to go on a rant, even though it's past the 420. That's my 420 rant, see? Burnman would approve. He would be just as pissed as I am right now. And here's the thing. How many times have I ranted about the white mothers, the teachers with money, that, oops, I forgot the baby in the car seat, in the car. The baby dies in the heat, and mom gets to go home. The pot-smoking mom, who didn't forget because she was high, I think it was more because she was upset and it was late, and she's concerned about the daddy being in trouble. And that's what her distraction was. And instead of putting the baby in the car and letting it smother and cook to death, she put it on top of the car, outside the car, where it lived, and she gets arrested. I don't see the difference, except that the baby's alive. So let the baby live, and they steal it from you. And if you're in Michigan, like the father that was having his baby taken, the three-year-old taken, and he got shot and killed in front of the three-year-old in order to save the three-year-old that's now in Child Protective. This mother, 19, loses her kid, 5 weeks old, to Child Protective Services. While the mother, who's got money and who's the assistant principal, gets to go on Oprah. Okay. Now, if you go to Facebook... /Hemprock. First of all, I want to thank Senior Abul Kaka for posting in the thread, because this is something I have complained and bitched about for years. And right there it is. All right, we're now. I know it's in there. Uh-oh, I probably scrolled down there. Let's see, because I know there is a link that we have here. Where did it go? There it is. I got to open my comments. All right, there we go. Scroll down and look for the post about the mother that had this happen, and look for the Bull Kaka post. And there is a link there to CNN, articles.cnn.com, and it's all about how the mother out of Glen Estee, right here in Cincinnati, folks, killed her mother because she was more concerned about the donuts that she bought for the first day meeting with the teachers. This is what happened here. So she didn't even have the munchies, but it was still over the donuts. Forgets the kid in the back seat. The kid just cooks. 8 hours later, baby dead. Mom gets to go home with the rest of her kids and goes on Oprah to say, oh, I just can't believe it. I changed my routine and it just really messed me up, and I just can't believe that I did this. And then the mother, who was upset over the husband or boyfriend going to jail, smoked pot to calm down, and then at midnight, when she's tired and upset, forgot the baby on the roof. Baby lives, she loses the baby. I guess she's lucky she didn't get shot killed like the kid in Michigan who did in front of his three-year-old. But that's my rant. I don't know. Anybody out there that has an opinion on that, 513-564-9600. Susan, what do you think? You're a mom. How do you feel about all this? Am I off base here?
I'm extremely upset with what happened with the Glenn Estee mom.
Yeah.
The vice principal that her baby passed away in the car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she should have got off, but
yep.
That's a different story. But me as a mom and as a grandma and as a cannabis user, I have this, I never consume when I'm responsible for my grandbaby.
Yeah. Now, you know, I think everybody,
even though she's seven, she's
yeah
perfectly able to
yeah
semi take care of herself.
Yeah.
But I won't even drink around kids, so.
Yeah. Well, again, it is all about making sure that whatever you're doing, whatever your state of mind, pay attention. But I, you know, and here's the sad part, Susan, is that that same year, within about 6 to 8 months after the Glenn Estee mother did that, another one who was a teacher at the Christian College up on Lehman in the Price Hill area did the exact same thing. And there was one blurb in the news.
When I was 16, one of the children I babysat for passed away in a car. Her dad was upstairs stoned. Nothing happened to him.
Well, it's you know, it's one thing. It doesn't matter. Here's the thing. It doesn't really matter whether they're stoned or not. Okay. The difference is baby's not dead. Baby
right.
Dead. And none of these other women where the babies are dead, who had money, who were teachers, got arrested. They didn't even get arrested.
Mm-mm.
No charges ever brought. But immediately, oh, pot-smoking mother, charge her. Take the kid. It is a miscarriage of justice, another story that you can also see.
Well, I've talked to a couple of attorneys, and they've said that the reason that they haven't gotten charged because it's more punishment to realize that they killed their child. But I don't believe that.
I totally do. Now, see, somebody else that I know that's an attorney said it's the difference, for instance. And normally, this is the funny thing. Normally, what my complaint is that when in the ghetto where the landlords don't take care of windows and things like that to make sure they're secure for the tenants, and a mom's downstairs cooking or in the other room cooking in the kitchen, and the kid falls out the second floor window and lives in the ghetto, they're usually, of course, black, and they get charged. Neglect and child endangerment. And this is a debate that I've had with my Hemprock's attorney for a number of years now since all this stuff started happening. I'm like, why is it that the white woman who killed the kid doesn't get charged, but the black woman in the ghetto who the kid accidentally fell out the window and she's just there in the house doing what she's supposed to do, and the kid's in the bedroom, she thinks the bedroom's safe, right? They get arrested. And he says, well, it has to do with intent. The mother didn't intend to leave the baby in the car. She just forgot. Whereas the other mother put the kid in there and knew. And I'm like, I don't understand the difference. It's just this weird technicality that the prosecutors believe. And frankly, I think it has to do with color of skin and whether or not you're a pot smoker. So with that, I'm going to play a song rather all about smoking pot. And I'm sorry to say, I think Tay from Cincinnati is not going to make it. So hopefully I'll be able to get his CD from him and play some music from him, because I'm certain it's pretty cool. And it is in the Mac. So keep listening to WVQC all the time. And when you hear Cincy Sounds, you might hear some music from him. Now, the group that I got coming up, again, we're doing a 513 slant, of course. They are called Killicam 513. And although you guys are probably already stoned and I'm rambling because I am stoned and it's way past the 420, but we'll be back in a few minutes. It is Hemp Rock. I'm the Happy Hemptress, Susan Mima Gops over there, and Mia, here, say it.
See, I'm going to make her do it.
Mia Docs.
There you go. Mia Docs. That's right. All right. We'll be back in just a few minutes. It is WVQC.
This is Pimpette, and you're listening to Killer Camp. Getting High is a SmokeOutFriends.com exclusive.
I smoke marijuana every day, cause I wanna get high.
Getting high is a male.
Every sunrise I get high till I'm lifted in the sky.
Getting high is a male.
Every afternoon I get high like a hot air balloon.
Getting high like a male.
Every night I get high till I take f***ing fly.
Getting high.
I smoke marijuana every day, cause I wanna get high.
Getting high.
Every sunrise I get high till I'm lifted in the sky. Every afternoon I get high like a high never known. Every night I get high till I take f***ing flight. In the air, if you smoked a purple hair, if you smoked a purple hair, put your lighter in the air, grinding and finding new seeds, twisting and lighting the green in a burn up of tea, getting blazy. Put your lighter in the air, if you smoked a purple hair, if you smoked a purple hair, put your lighter in the air. I smoke marijuana every day, cause I wanna get high, get high, get high, get high. I smoke marijuana every day, cause I wanna get high, get high, get high, get high. I smoke hella weed, had to smile balls with the fuser beats.
Had to smile balls with the fuser beats.
And me the in my cushion, and the Tokyo slide the leash.
And me the in my cushion, and the Tokyo slide the leash.
I smoke marijuana every day, cause I wanna get high.
Getting high, has an airplane.
Every sunrise, I get high, till I'm lifted in the sky.
Getting high, has an airplane.
Every afternoon, I get high, like a hot air balloon.
Getting high, like an airplane.
Every night, I get high, till I take f***ing flight.
Getting high, like a motherfucker.
I smoke marijuana every day, cause I wanna get high.
Getting high, getting high like an airplane.
Every sunrise I get high, till I'm lifted in the sky.
Getting high like an airplane.
Every afternoon I get high, like a hot air balloon.
Getting high like an airplane.
Every night I get high, till I take f***ing flight.
Getting high like a motherfucking airplane. Getting high like a motherfucking airplane. Getting high like a motherfucking airplane.
Are you part of a community group that has something to say? What if you could spread your own message with your own radio station?
Who, us?
Yeah, you.
Well, your chance is now. The Local Community Radio Act passed. As soon as the summer of 2012, community groups and nonprofits will have a one-time chance to apply for a community radio station. Amplify your voice on the airwaves.
Local issues, local media, local control. Visit PrometheusRadio.org/getradio for more information.
What's that? You say you need a computer? Well, check out www.mediabridges.org. We are offering refurbished Mac computers to the public. All proceeds benefit WVQC-LP Cincinnati. Hey, what are you listening to? You're listening to WVQC-LP Cincinnati. Radio Free Queen City. Low power to the people.
WVQC is dedicated to giving a voice to your community, but we need your support to make it happen. Show your support of WVQC Radio Free Queen City by making a membership contribution today. Call 513-651-4171 to find out how you can keep non-commercial radio alive.
Cincinnati musicians, interested in submitting your music to be included in our local music library? 513-651-4171, extension 11. Or email to wvqcprogramming@mediabridges.org. Radio edits only, please.
WVQC, people-powered radio.
Hi, I'm the Burn Man, and this is Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM and WVQC.org, the voice of the Queen City.
All right, that of course was our very own Burn Man. Don't you miss him?
Yes, I do.
I just think about him, and I think, things happen, and I want to call him up and say something to him, and I can't. It's disturbing, and But of course, it is Hemp Rock Radio. And I know that he would want us to continue and that he would be very proud of what this show can turn into. And one of the things, as a matter of fact, that Mia Dox is here for, she stepped out to get a drink real quick. She's going to be smashed when she gets back in. No, of course, I'm kidding. She will be getting a camera together. We're working on getting one together so we can get some video footage from in the studio and be able to then run it on public access. Now, we are going to do that with audio, folks. That's something that we're also working on. We're still trying to work some of the kinks out of that for that. Jay's going to be working on that. So what will happen is you'll be able to watch us with or without video. Could just be pictures flashing. Of course, Susan doesn't want any pictures of her flashing.
Nope.
I don't really either. That's, you know, we always say we have the face for radio.
That's why I like being behind the video camera.
Exactly. Well, I can do both, but it certainly will be a pleasure to, whether or not the video or the pictures of us are there, but to have the audio aired with pictures of different stuff, maybe just beautiful pot leaves. And pot buds.
That would work.
Wouldn't that work?
Yeah.
Jay will be doing that. That is, of course, Mr. Personalities, Mia's other half. And that's some of the things that we're going to be working on so we can start continuing what Burn Man helped create a legacy of. Of course, that is Hemp Rock TV. Whether or not it's video footage from different events or Hemp Rock Radio being aired on public access TV. Even if it's just the audio, we don't care. That way, people that are in the outside of the WVQC 95.7 signal will and have Time Warner Cable here in the Cincinnati area will be able to get it. Now, as well as Insight Cable over in Kentucky. Okay, because it won't matter. It'll be both sides of the river. So anybody in that Time Warner area or the Insight Cable area, once we get that ball rolling, or I should say that joint rolling, it'll be aired on the public access channels, and we'll let you know when that's happening. But in the meantime, we have two things that I want to discuss about judges. I'm going to let Susan read the first story, and then we'll come back and talk about another one that is pretty smart. Anyway, those were some smart judges too, weren't they, Susan?
Yes.
So you go ahead and take that away. That's from the City Beat from last week, right? Local newspaper?
Yep, City Beat, yep.
Very good.
Okay, drug testing requirement for welfare rejected again, and a move that was quickly contested by Democrats, Republicans on May 15th attempted to add another controversial policy to John Kasanich's bid.
Kucinich. Yeah.
I didn't vote for him.
I didn't either.
Drug testing for welfare recipients. The proposed program would have been active in three counties for 2 years and would have required anyone suspected of using drugs to submit to and pay for drug testing. Those who passed would have had been reimbursed for the drug testing, and those who failed would not have been eligible for welfare benefits for at least 6 months. GOP leaders who introduced the provision in the Ohio Senate claim the program would have saved the state money, but Democrats argued against the amendment, and Republican-controlled Senate Finance Committee removed the measure from the much larger House Bill 487 on May 16th. Republicans say they have introduced the provision as a standalone bill later. Republican Tim Schaefer introduced the drug testing requirement to Ohio with Senate Bill 69 last year. The bill never passed committee approval. Excuse me. A drug testing program in Florida actually cost the state money. In Florida, the state government's program had a net loss of $45,780 after it reimbursed all falsely accused welfare recipients for the drug test. Only 108 people out of 4,086 accused, or 2.6%, tested positive. The most tested positive for marijuana, according to the Miami Herald. One Senate Democrat told the Columbus Dispatch last week that if welfare recipients were tested, so should the corporations that receive public funds, because there is no evidence that poor people have a higher rate of drug abuse. The claim is supported by the limited research in the area. One study by California Healthy Kids Survey in 2007 found affluent kids have higher rates of drug use than poorer kids. Another study by the National Institute of Health in 1996 found that welfare recipients are not more likely to do drugs in comparison to the rest of the population and non-welfare recipients.
When are they going to learn their lesson? Florida keeps learning the same lesson. Same exact lesson.
Well, I used to work in the welfare system. There were people that I knew that did cannabis and other illegal drugs. And the ones that it was affecting their life, we would try to help them get into counseling.
Mm-hmm. If they needed it.
If they needed it.
Right.
Not everybody needs it.
Right. That's right.
I know there's been a couple people that said, I need to go to drug rehab, but wow. I don't. They're just doing that because I do use cannabis.
Yeah.
They have no factual thing to base it on.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, it's something that I definitely find unconstitutional. I'm not a judge. That's just my opinion. So I'm really glad that they keep getting the right decision because they keep trying down in Florida to get that stuff passed.
Well, there's been a lot of talk by the people, the social workers that work in the welfare system now. They were going, I'm not going to refer anybody to a drug test.
Well, that's good. So here's the other judge story I want to tell. I've been trying to get to this since May 16th, so for about a week now, week and a half. Wait a minute. Yep, 2 weeks. Of course, you know, probably only two shows. A judge's plea for pot. I think I did cover a headline, but didn't go into the actual story. This is his opinion that ran in the New York Times. A judge's plea for pot by Gusten Reichbach. He's a judge in New York. 3.5 years ago, on my 62nd birthday, doctors discovered a mass on my pancreas. It turned out to be stage 3 pancreatic cancer. I was told I would be dead in 4 to 6 months. Today, I am in that rare coterie of people who have survived this long with the disease. But I did not foresee that after having dedicated myself for 40 years to a life of the law, including more than 2 decades as a New York State judge, my quest for I hate when people do this. I'm not even going to say the word. Ameliorative. I don't even know the word. Look it up, folks. You can go to the story. And palliative care would lead me to marijuana. And I guess he means the medical care that he's getting led him to this. My survival has demanded an enormous price, including months of chemotherapy, radiation, hell, and brutal surgery. For about a year, my cancer disappeared, only to return. About a month ago, I started a new and even more debilitating course of treatment. Every other week, after receiving an IV booster of chemotherapy drugs that takes 3 hours, I wear a pump that slowly injects more of the drugs over the next 48 hours. Nausea and pain are constant companions. Once one struggles to eat enough to stave off the dramatic weight loss that is part of this disease. Eating one of the great pleasures of life has now become a daily battle. With each forkful, a small victory. Every drug prescribed to treat one problem leads to one or two more drugs to offset its side effects. Pain medication leads to loss of appetite and constipation. Anti-nausea medication raises glucose levels, a serious problem for me with my pancreas so compromised. Sleep, which might bring respite from the miseries of the day, becomes increasingly elusive. Inhaled marijuana is the only medicine that gives me some relief from nausea, stimulates my appetite, and makes it easier to fall asleep. The oral synthetic substitute Marinol, prescribed by my doctors, was useless. Rather than watch the agony of my suffering, friends have chosen at some personal risk to provide the substance. I find a few puffs of marijuana before dinner gives me ammunition in the battle to eat. A few more puffs at bedtime permits desperately needed sleep. This is not a law and order issue. It is a medical and a human rights issue, being treated at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, I am receiving the absolute gold standard of medical care. But doctors cannot be expected to do what the law prohibits, even when they know it is in the best interests of their patients. When palliative care is understood as a fundamental human and medical right, marijuana for medical use should be beyond controversy. 16 states already permit the legitimate clinical use of marijuana, and I say, sidebar, since this was written 2 weeks ago, another state was added, including our neighbor, New Jersey, where N.J. Weedman just came from, and they're trying to throw him in jail for medical pot, and the judge is talking about New Jersey. How's that? And Connecticut is on the cusp of becoming number 17, and I think they did since the writing of this story.
Yes.
The New York State Legislature is now debating a bill to recognize marijuana as an effective and legitimate medicinal substance and establish a lawful framework for its use. The Assembly has passed such bills before, but they went nowhere in the state Senate. This year, I hope that the outcome will be different. Cancer is a nonpartisan disease, so ubiquitous that it's impossible to imagine that there are legislators whose families have not also been touched by this scourge. It is to help all who have been affected by cancer and those who will come after that I now speak. Given my position as a sitting judge still hearing cases, well-meaning friends question the wisdom of my coming out on this issue, but I recognize that fellow cancer sufferers may be unable, for a host of reasons, to give voice to our plight. It is another heartwarming aporia in the world of cancer that the one drug that gives relief without deleterious side effects remains classified as a narcotic with no medicinal value. Because criminalizing an effective medical treatment affects the fair administration of justice, I feel obliged to speak out as both a judge and a cancer patient suffering with a fatal disease. I implore the governor and the legislator of New York, always considered a leader among states, to join the forward and humane thinking of 16 other states and pass the medical marijuana bill this year. Medical science has not yet found a cure, but it is barbaric to deny us access to one substance that has proved to ameliorate our suffering. I guess it means to help. The word I couldn't pronounce. This is Gustin L. Reichbach as a justice of the state Supreme Court in Brooklyn. Good for him. And, you know, he's not the only judge that came out. There's a lot of other ones, including the guy running for vice president with the Libertarian Party, Judge James Gray, running with Gary Johnson, two-time governor of New Mexico. So the judges are out there, folks. They're supporting us. In the meantime, people are still dying, whether it's from cancer or from the guns of police when they try to steal your children. It doesn't matter. And, boy... all I can say is for the judge, for Burnman, for Susan, and anybody else fighting cancer and things like that, call the president, call your legislators, make 420 all the time. Let them know. There's always petitions. There are so many petitions out there. I can't keep up with the petitions. Sign all of them if you can, if you can keep up, if you've got the time. Just click on them all if you can. I simply admit I can't do them all. But there are just enough that there's enough people to go around to get these things. We always know that whenever the president says, we're doing a town hall, everybody post questions, we always have all the questions, and he ignores us. We're out there. Sign the petitions. Make the phone calls. Did I get my paper? Of course I did not. I thought I had my paper for a... Oh, let's see. 202-456-1111 or 1414.
Correct.
I remember the number. That's the president. Call Barry. Call Barry. And while you were gone, I don't know if you found a pop in the building or not, but I was mentioning that in the future we will be doing some videotaping and picture taking. And I think that's what we were supposed to do. See, that's the stoner thing. You were supposed to take some pictures with the phone. Maybe we'll get some before the show's over. And anyway, we're going to be getting stuff up on Public Access, Hemprock TV, with the help of your other half, Mr. Personalities. So, okay, I've got about a two-minute rant that I'm going to go on about this. You know, all I can say is, I'm first going to read you this headline, because this just pissed off a lot of people. You can go on the link, it's on my Facebook, and go down and read some of the posts. They were all saying the same things that I'm going to say. Police. This is from May 28th last week. Miami cannibal was overdosing on new super potent LSD. It's like, where can I get some? I know everybody's that everybody that I know, hey, can you get any LSD? Nope, I can't. I don't know where anything is, you know. Haven't seen any for years. People are always asking. And nobody knows where any LSD is. I ask my friends, too, because that's what friends are for, right? I don't know anybody that has any or knows any or where to get any or knows anybody that even knows anybody. But this guy, the homeless guy, apparently found some really super potent stuff. Must have been buried for years. And he thought, you know, he did like my cousin. When I said, take two, but there's 10. I mean, there's two, not take two. There is two, you know, two pieces, but there's really 10 years ago, folks. I would never do that today, just so you know. And my cousin's dead himself from cancer. But years and years and years ago, he was trying to get off a crack. And I said, you know, you should try this. And a few days, maybe a month later, I said, so how'd that work for you? Well, I don't know. I said, well, how many did you do? Well, I did both of them. Both? Well, yeah, isn't that what you said? No. I said, take two. I mean, there's two there. Each has five. So he did 10. I said, well, how was it? He goes, really intense. And did it help? Well, no. How long did it last? About 3 days. Nowhere in there did he want to eat somebody's face. So, first of all, that came from the rawstory.com. It is ridiculous. First of all, what the cops have said is that they think maybe the guy was doing some kind of super potent LSD, or maybe that new bath salts that's out. It's all speculation, folks. Even the story from CBSNews.com, that's what they say. The cops don't know. There has been no tox screen whatsoever in the autopsy of the guy that they shot that they could have probably tased or just pulled off the guy. And then maybe we could ask the guy what happened. Instead, we don't know, and it's headlines, and I'm going to tell you why it's headlines by these idiots out there that are running with this guess that the cops did. That it's LSD, this new super, you know, because MAPS, Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, who just got a $5 million grant.
Yay!
Is pushing the medical use of LSD and MDMA, and has been for years now, and proving that it's good, including ibogaine and other things, and they are gaining headway. And so what does the government do? Now, I'm not going to say that the government gave this guy anything crazy. Maybe they've got the super potent LSD, MK Ultra left over, and they dosed this homeless guy. They obviously had access to them. They're just on the street. And the next thing you know, one guy's lost his face over it. And another guy's lost his life. I don't know. I'm not the conspiracy guy. What's his name on Alex Jones? I'd like to know what Alex Jones is saying about this. You know, it's MK Ultra all over again, I bet, on his show. But all I know is I don't know what happened, but I know it wasn't super potent LSD. I don't know anything about this bath salts fake cocaine stuff. I do know that there's some other things out there that are okay, that are floating around.
There's a spoof going around the internet.
Yeah.
And it is a spoof because I saw it and I went and looked it up and found out it's false. But
of course.
That he has a virus.
Yeah, I heard that too. The crazy man virus.
Yep.
Yeah, we could just say he's got mad cow. They started, he wanted to start eating people instead of cows.
Actually, somebody in California just came down with mad cow.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe that's it. You know, when you get mad cow disease, it makes you want to eat people. I don't know. All I know is I feel sorry for both of them. And I would love to know the opinion of MAPS on this, on the headlines of it's got to be LSD. Because I think they're just trying to trash what we know is good and another propaganda thing. In the meantime, two things for the head, and not T-W-O, T-O. On two things for the head. Don't forget, I won't be here Thursday. I'm going up to Detroit to the Joe Louis Arena. That is tomorrow night, of course, for the Roger Waters The Wall Live. It'll be my second time. I can't wait. Can't wait. It's what a way to celebrate my birthday with one live show and then another one right after. And so I'll be up in Louisville. I should say down in Louisville. Next Sunday with the Shepherds and celebrating with Jake Shepherd, Mary Jane, Jeremy Jones, and cousins from the other side. And so I'll tell you all about it when I get back. Susan, you're going to be here probably with Beach as well as Mia, and having fun, and Monday as well. So I appreciate you sitting in for me. Of course, I'm rambling, but I am telling you to go right now if you are interested. You don't have to. It's just a suggestion. It's not a commercial. RogerWaters.com. You will be able to find tour dates there to see if he's coming into any of your cities. There are lots of cities. Grand Rapids, Michigan as well. Chicago, Indianapolis, Atlanta, Fort Lauderdale, some more. And then Tennessee, New York, and then on to, up to Canada, then back down to New York. So what can I say? The guy's going to be 70 years old, and he just keeps on ticking away. It's fantastic.
I love him. I have that much energy I do when I too. Get that old.
I do, too. Unbelievable. So I'm going to have fun. We're out of here. I'm going to play this clip. It's going to be on the auxiliary. And then we'll be back Thursday with Susan Mimikop. I'm out of here. I'm the Hemptress. It's Hemp Rock Radio.
pollution and ozone destruction. Let hemp compete in construction, paper, fiber, fuel, nutritional, and pharmaceutical corporations. Cannabis has been safe, efficient medicine for many illnesses throughout all generations and for natural relaxation. Still, we spend hundreds of billions of dollars and throw away our Constitution to continue this insane persecution.
This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and Mima Gop.
Speaking for the legalization of marijuana.
Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on WVQC-LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at hemprock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. Please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM, WVQC-LP, Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Up next is Queen City Awesome with local music and happenings on 95.7 WVQC.
WVQC, people-powered radio.